Good evening, everyone. I've just finished doing my essay, even though the essay isn't finished, and I'm supposed to finish it by tomorrow. Ow! Seriously. Sorry. That was my note taker making a crash. Today, I've decided to go mobile, meaning that I will. Shut up. My NVIDIA has crashed. This is my school laptop. I've decided that I will use Twitter on my phone only now. Or on my school laptop if I ever have the time. But I'll not uninstall any Twitter programs, but I don't know. I won't get distracted as much, and, 35% 0 hours and 24 minutes remaining. Ooh, this battery's lasted really long. Right now I have the school laptop and my, other laptop up, but, I had to do this essay, and I got really distracted, so I disconnected myself from the Wi-Fi, and then I started reading buffers that I hadn't caught up on. And then I just said, meh, screw this, bye cube and hello Wi-Fi. I have a little simple key combination that turns Wi-Fi off. It's the function key F11. I discovered it by accident a few weeks after I'd bought the laptop, because I used Clango, and then used to use Clango, because now I don't use it as often, but I still have it. It exists on my laptop, and this keystroke, I can't remember what it did, but it was Windows F11, Control F11, I think. It was messages, I believe. Usually I read them from the What's New, but then I wanted to read group messages. And then I accidentally pressed function FN, or FN, FN, F11. And I didn't hear the little bleep sound that it makes when it disconnects, when the Wi-Fi goes, when it decides to not reach for a Wi-Fi anymore. And then I kind of like, whoa, internet is gone. Away. Totally. And I go to investigate. I'm like, what? You're currently connected to no networks. And then I go and look, and then it's like, huh? No networks, nowhere. And then I had someone investigate, because I wasn't that good at the Windows 7 control panel at the time. So I just let someone investigate. And they found it, and then I accidentally did it again. And I was like, can you help me, please? And then I discovered, oh, I know how to do this now. Which is rather actually nice. Let's see if this... Sorry. No. Where is my... Bleh. Sorry, I have to multitask. What else? I was gonna say something else. Oh yeah, Flexi. I was just typing a message, and I read it back, and it had a slight mistake. It had a word, an extra word that I wanted to delete, and then I went to onto the tweet box, and started typing, but. I don't know why, but it's nice. It's in landscape when you just touch the screen, everything is landscape. But when you do voiceover gestures, they're portrait. And that happens only sometimes happens in the Flexi menu, and this is just odd. Because I went to the word, and and found the word that was extra, and I was looking for the delete key, which is usually at the bottom right corner somewhere. But now that thing was on landscape, and I thought it wasn't because the voiceover gestures were portrait. And my flex is on landscape because I can type better on landscape. I can type faster. And yeah. And then it kind of went and messed up my cursor in the edit box because the bottom right corner consisted of the text, the edit box area, where sometimes edit boxes have those little areas where when you accidentally tap them, then you just go, meh. If you actually don't have an iMessage, and Tweetly's not as much, but I know that Twitter for iPhone has it. And I don't know what else has it. Well, I know that the post to Facebook, well, the iOS Facebook and iOS Twitter, what you can post to notification, post from notification center, they do have it as well. So, yeah, that's fun. And that's pretty much about it. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to even start on my English presentation fixing it. So I don't know how I'm gonna survive that, but yeah. And it's a really, I'm really bad because I really like doing presentations and I always fail at starting them. Because last week I was ill and I was bad for 2 days and I couldn't really do anything. And then on Thursday, I kind of tried putting it together, but I found the material. But then I didn't have the time to put it together, and on Friday and on Saturday and then yesterday, then I didn't have time, and then today I didn't have time at all. So, yeah, wonderful. Yes, I'll stop complaining now. Go and I don't know. Unfreeze myself at the fireplace and go to sleep because it's late. Well, it's not late, it's like something 9. What is it? 9:21. Yeah, I'm gonna go to sleep early tonight because in the last I don't know how many hours, let's count from Saturday and 8 a.m. on Saturday until now, I've had like total 7 hours of sleep in total, so it's kind of wonderful. Actually, I was thinking, I was fine yesterday when I didn't sleep at all. I was like, wee, this is fun, I'm not having a headache, I'm great. I'm feeling like awesome and I'm not dead. Well, sometimes I felt dead and like falling asleep at the table. Yeah. Something, but fine, you're going by. But today I woke up, I was like, oh god, I'm aching, I'm feeling so terrible. Well, actually, in the morning it wasn't, in the morning it was just plain sleepiness, but during the day I got this stupid nagging headache and it wouldn't go away. And that's when I got thinking, I didn't have this yesterday. Thank you, eSpeak. I know that is my Windows logon dialogue. And it was really annoying. And I couldn't really concentrate for most of the day. And yeah, fun. So I think the secret of this is that that I can stay up all night. Huh? What? Okay, someone just did something on my Facebook. Anyway, that's it. I'm shutting down, up, left, right. I'm shutting anywhere. I still need to go and figure out how to have a shower, how to have a 5-minute shower, and I'm gonna crash. I'm gonna crash. Yeah, never mind.